Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In 2024, could a third-party candidate influence the presidential election? Well, one centrist said to be mulling a run is Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia. Speaking to business leaders last week, Manchin proclaimed himself fiscally responsible and socially compassionate. Now, for Democrats, Manchin has held up climate legislation, including the Inflation Reduction Act. Could he be a spoiler in 2024? Princeton historian Julian Zelizer has a new piece on this. Julian, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be back.
And you say yes, that Manchin could be what you call the Ralph Nader of 2024. What do you mean?
Well, look, we've seen third-party candidates not be victorious, but have an effect on one of the two major candidates. Famously, Ralph Nader, who ran with the Green Party in 2000, many feel that he hurt Al Gore, the vice president, in Florida, where the vote count was very narrow, and ultimately a recount was stopped by the Supreme Court, and the Republican George W. Bush was victorious, that he played that spoiler role. And I think there are many Democrats, including supporters of Biden, who fear that Manchin could do the same thing in an election that might come down to just a handful of states and a handful of voters within those states.
Yeah, well, Manchin is often a deal maker in the Senate, and as you're suggesting, could siphon votes from the center, from the center left. And we should keep in mind that Joe Biden's poll numbers are not particularly strong, are they?
No, they're not. They are weak on a number of key areas. He has lukewarm support, which doesn't make many Democrats comfortable. And at the same time, Republican enthusiasm is going to be very strong as the out party. So I think that Biden potentially has a lot to lose if this would actually happen.
Well, let's talk about key third-party candidates in the past. You mentioned Ralph Nader, assumed to have taken votes from Al Gore back in 2000. How about George Wallace in 1968, the Southern populist Democrat who opposed civil rights legislation? How influential was he in what eventually happened?
I think he was quite important. He had been the governor of Alabama, a well-known opponent of civil rights. And in the 1968 election, Vice President Hubert Humphrey was facing off against the former vice president, Republican Richard Nixon. Lyndon Johnson had announced he was not going to run for re-election. And Wallace attracted kind of the conservative populist vote within the Democratic Party, appealing to feelings of racial backlash, both in the South and the North. And there were many experts who thought that in an election that turned out to be extraordinarily narrow, that Wallace, who won electoral college votes in the South, which was a rare phenomenon for a third-party candidate, really hurt Humphrey and ate away at some of his Democratic base in the South and opened the door to a Nixon victory.
Yeah. You also mentioned Ross Perot back in 92. Remind us what influence he had.
Yeah, Perot was the eccentric business person who ran as an independent candidate, used cable television really to fuel a campaign that revolved around questions like deficit reduction, as well as attacking NAFTA, the agreement that was in the works to open free trade. A lot of members of the Bush administration, George H.W. Bush, really felt that his attacks hurt Bush much more than they hurt the Democrats and Bill Clinton, and created an option for many voters to vote conservative, so to speak, but not vote for the incumbent administration. And again, as in 1968, gave Clinton a little extra power to move toward a victory.
Now, your piece also goes back to Teddy Roosevelt back in 1912, splitting the Republican vote and helping Woodrow Wilson win. But I want to ask finally about Strom Thurmond, 1948. He left the Democratic Party, ran as a Dixiecrat. Did his decision have a lasting effect, perhaps not on the presidential results, but on politics in the American South?
It did. And some people think maybe that's what Manchin is thinking at this point. That election in 1948 at the Democratic Convention, then Senate candidate Hubert Humphrey delivers this dramatic speech and tells Southerners that if they're not going to embrace human rights and they're going to continue to stick to states' rights, they should leave the party. And many Southern Democrats, led by Strom Thurmond, do just that. And Thurmond runs as a third-party candidate. In the end, Harry Truman, the Democratic president, wins. But that is a key moment as the South starts to shift toward the Republican camp. As Democrats become the party of civil rights, Republicans start to entrench themselves as an opposition party. And so even though he doesn't win, he doesn't really affect the election itself, in the long term, that third-party candidacy really mattered.
Yeah. Princeton historian Julian Zelizer. Julian, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.